Hey, this is Monty Cook, creator of Talus, Arcana Evolved, and my brand new project, DungeonAday.com. And you're listening to the very cool Talus Evolved, presented by the Vorpal Network and the Gamers Haven Podcast.
The Vorpal Network and the Gamers Haven proudly present Thousand Monkeys production of a Monty Cook adventure. Talus, the Night of Dissolution. An adventure for Dungeons & Dragons 4th Edition. Following the threads of a hidden conspiracy, six heroes find themselves up against insane cultists, wild chaos magic, and horrors from the primordial days of the world. Urban intrigue, dungeon exploration, and high action span the grand city of Talus, the city by the spire. Join these heroes as they explore a former brothel, the laboratory of the dreaded Surgeon in Shadows, and even secret temples of chaos cults. Can these intrepid adventurers stave off the Night of Dissolution, a dark time long foretold when the slumbering lords of chaos will awaken in their hidden lairs deep below Talus, and bring catastrophe to the world?
Gamers Haven and the Vorpal Network, in association with Pinnacle Entertainment Group, present A Thousand Monkeys Production.
Deadlands. Enough room to die.
An actual play recording of Deadlands Reloaded. Available for download at www.CanadianCrusaders.com.
This is the Vorpal Network.
Hello, this is Big Ben, owner of Big Ben's Burgers. Of course, the lovely home of the Haggis Burger. And if you want a PDF for your RPG collection, I'd say go to rpgnow.com and check out some fine products. Of course, if you go there, try to go there through CanadianCrusaders.com or VorpalNetwork.com. And once you do so, you'll get a free Haggis Burger on me.
Didn't hit anything.
The people going by?
This is kind of in a... You don't get a lot of foot traffic.
Let me see if I can knock that guy's hat off.
you really don't get a lot of foot traffic back here. I mean, the house is kind of on a hill, and the gate was kind of towards the front, so...
What's doing?
Diego, off.
Load the rock into my crossbow.
Load the rock into your crossbow.
Just tell him off. He knows what that means.
Okay. Thank you for saving my chair.
Over there.
Warmed it up for you.
No.
Okay.
Nothing's out there.
Bless you.
I say we go down to that platform.
Yeah.
And
try a rope off.
We've all been killed by Demogorgon. And then we've all been killed by Demogorgon, and now we've been reanimated. And we're all
and we're followers of him?
Yes.
Awesome.
Come here, Diego.
Unfortunately, that's going to piss off the ghost.
Come on.
But we're all dead.
We really don't care, so. Right. At this point.
You could always just have him sit in the wooden chair, you know.
Oh, that's mean.
No.
Well, I could get a pillow for him to sit on.
He needs a soft family chair.
He could sit on a pillow.
You have a pillow for him.
Yes.
You have a pillow for my little baby.
I do.
It's like, oh no, I'm comfortable now.
He's
too late.
No, this
Where's
is good.
The pillow?
It's all good.
Diego's the seventh player.
That's right. He's the silent player.
I warmed it up for it.
It looks like what's up there is, this is actually looks like a lot of plants and plant boxes.
Come on.
Looks like it was a much larger rooftop garden. was like a little sort of secret ledge.
There you go.
See?
Though it looks like these things haven't been tended in quite a while, so everything in the garden is dead.
Great! And all of a sudden Barbie says, great!
Okay.
That's Demogorgon, actually.
Yeah, that's Demogorgon.
Great! Math is hard.
Okay, we're jumping over
the
I don't care, I'll take the damage. Do you have a feather fall at all?
I do. Let me wait a moment.
You lay down on the pillow, honey.
This is comfy.
That is the saddest look.
No, it's comfy. But the pillow is comfy.
It's like, but it's not Master's chair. This is some wooden chair.
Alright.
Yeah, but it looks like those stairs there go up to some kind of battlements.
Which stair? What are we talking about?
The stairs go up to some kind of battlements up here.
Oh, there. Okay.
And there is an open doorway here, but there's nothing really that
haven't
you can
we
see.
Already been in that doorway?
Nope.
No.
We haven't
been over there.
Before. Okay.
I say we tie off a rope here.
You haven't been down.
Is that way we're not having to go up those
spiral stairs?
Those spiral stairs, because obviously, I mean, those guys were trying to go up those stairs. So
don't really want to fight on those stairs.
This is the roof.
This part is
level 4. This is level 3.
Okay.
And so this area down is actually this area. See how it's shaded?
Okay.
And these stairs go up to here.
Which is the roof?
Yeah. That'd be my vote.
Just tie a rope off and leave it, and that way we've got the same egress point if we need it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, can you see that from here, straight across?
Yes. We just can't see in through the doorway.
Fine. I'm keeping my eye on it, seeing if like a patrol comes out or something, but I don't see anything.
But you can see, that's not a wall, though.
No.
They're we like can see like straight across.
There's a wall here.
The black parts.
The black parts are walls, but not.
But where we're standing, we can see straight across.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. From what I'm gathering, like, this is all open down to here.
Okay.
I think. Or that
is
might
that
be
right?
The ceiling, I don't know.
Yeah, probably that is all. Ceiling. That is actually open.
This is open down in here. And then that's just another tower. Probably at our level, I would say. Mm-hmm. So, okay. I think we should go down there. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Actually, no, that's not open. There is a... You'd have to hop out and walk around, but you could hop down and walk over there. It's probably 5 or 6 foot drop.
Over here? And we just walk over, climb up, walk over here? Mm-hmm. Well, we could do that. I mean, but... I think we should go down here. I think that's a good plan. Go into here.
Because we've not been there yet, have we?
Nope.
Do we see anything down there you could tie rope to?
There's some plant boxes, but they've basically been untended for a few years now.
But this is just at lower. This is at a lower level. There's just no.
Well, I'm looking at the fact that it looks like there. You know, there's the raised turret factor. We could tie a rope around there and tie a rope around.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you could totally do that.
Kaya?
I will try to get across with the rope.
You're the more nimble of, I think, all of us.
Alright.
And if you can't make it, I'll fly across. Hmm? If she can't make it, I'll fly across.
Give me an acrobatic
roll. I'm trying not to. Try not to use it.
If you wanted to, you could take 10 on this.
I got a 20.
Okay. Yeah, no problem. You kind of hop down and get your rope all set up the way you want.
Mm-hmm. And then we can all climb over.
Mm-hmm.
So let's do that.
Do it.
So what do you want? You want rolls from us? To do it? Or what?
Yeah, everybody going across the rope, going down the rope, give me a athletics or acrobatics roll.
That's a 20, not a natural. Does that make it over?
Yes.
Wink. Then I'll...
I fly across. That tells you how badly I rolled.
So you tried to go and then you dropped. Is that what you said?
I started to fall, yes.
Okay.
I got a 23.
22.
I'm sorry, I got a 24 on athletics.
Well,
what about Rend?
10.
Did you carry Rend?
I carried Rend. That's why I flew.
Rend doesn't want Rend, to be carried
Rend
by
Rend didn't
you.
Like it.
Rend would climb down. Rend has climbed.
I was going to say Rend can let climb me put walls. It this way.
If you want to carry Rend, we're going to have to start rolling some dice.
All right.
And you may actually lose limbs.
Tim.
So if I do acrobatics, I got a 9.
Okay.
If I do climbing, I got a 7. Like okay. If I do athletics. So if the rope gives us a bonus...
Well, with the rope, you needed to hit a DC 10.
I should have taken 10.
And then, so you start to go across, and you get about part of the way there, and you're like, this isn't so bad, and then a gust of wind comes along.
Oh!
And at just the right time, catches you, and you fall the rest of the way.
Now,
give me an acrobatics roll.
Okay. Oops. That would be a 21.
All right. You manage to fall and roll with it.
Ow, my limbs.
You don't take any damage.
I need those.
But it's not graceful.
Sad. Well, I'm not an acrobatic.
Not so graceful for a guy who wears a dress.
You okay there, Tim?
Yeah, let's see who drowns next time we fall in the water.
That's true. Good point. Good point. And I'll help him up.
he stabbed you in the back.
I don't have a knife. I never carry a knife. Oh, yeah.
Oh, you mean that knife.
You mean this dagger.
It's a pike.
All right. Look at this courtyard. I guess we're all down here now, technically.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is there anything down in here?
Plant boxes. With dead plants in them.
Do we want to search, like, down in here? In here?
Yes, plant boxes with dead plants in them.
Do we want to search this place?
We may as well.
Let's search this place.
It's a lot of dead plants.
Dead plants.
Yay,
nothing
plants.
Of interest?
Nothing of interest.
All right, up the stairs we go.
I found.
How interested are you in horticulture?
Not at all.
Depends on if it's alchemy.
To herbology.
It doesn't.
No.
Not in this particular.
I was going to say, is it any good to make anything out of Tim?
Nope.
I was going to say, they'd be all so dead and desiccated.
Okay.
There'd be plant
so,
boxes.
Up the stairs? Up the stairs.
Okay. Up the stairs.
Okay.
Who's behind me?
Sure.
I am.
I just need to have line of vision is all.
Me too.
You're probably going to hang out over here then. Mm.
So I can vaporize.
We're all a bunch of painted.
Yeah.
We're all painted and nice. Just so bad. Oh yeah.
Glowing purple eyes.
It's your holy power.
It is nice. Alchemy
divine
power does damage on misses. That's how I dealt with the splash.
Make a perception roll.
It still
Ethan.
Does damage on
Ethan.
Misses.
Perception roll.
Beric, give me a perception check.
Do you want my passive or just active?
Passive is fine.
14.
Okay. So you're like looking around up here. Alright, that's kind of interesting. And then you would swear to God right out of the wall. You would swear to Lothian.
Lothian, yes.
These things do I need? Too many!
200 90. Rats pop out.
Oh my god.
Great. Well, whatever it is, I punch it in the torso.
Then my Gargan leans out and goes, oh.
And if it, if it doesn't have a torso?
Doesn't have a torso, we're screwed.
It's
just a head and arms and two legs. It's like, like, god damn you, Rayman.
It left its torso back in the wall. It's like those birds in Labyrinth.
I was like, where did that come from? But it's Beric.
That just came from Beric.
From this angle, it looked like some kind of animal with horns coming out.
Yeah.
No! Beric.
Yes. Every time I see that, every time I see his new mini, I'm like, ah! What the hell is that?
Like right out of the wall.
Hmm?
The fact that physical stature there, you dwarf us all.
Well, Beric is 6'6".
He's huge.
He's 6'6 with a 17 strength. He's a big man.
He's huge.
So, the mini works.
He's Shaq.
The mini makes him look like he's some kind of like Inuit.
And not quite as tall, but about
not quite as tall, and didn't do Kazam.
He just
or
he
steel.
I'm sorry, but he looks like he's it's probably some kind paid of for Eskimo a warrior or something.
Big white cloak.
I don't know. He looks like he's an Eskimo warrior. That's all I got to say.
Okay, it is going on three.
Are you a club? Are you?
Yes, you should take your antibiotic
all the time.
What I need more water to take your antibiotic with, since you're supposed to take with.
Oh, we have ninjas?
Yes.
Probably so.
You have a couple of these shamble out of the.
Before you leave, I'm going to show you my. Show you that.
You have a couple of these things so shamble out of the.
Cool.
Zombies!
Shamble out of the wall. The.
We should be able to use the room next week.
Like. They used to be women. But right now, they're actually. Bloody bones.
Gross.
Can we hold that
bloody
for a
pointy
second?
Bones. It looks like they have like one hand is broken off and is now just this jagged arm piece, and the other hand is holding a sword, and they kind of stumble out looking at you.
Gross. They forgot to put on their makeup?
They love you.
And we need initiative.
Beric's eye twitches.
You're so manly.
As he sees undead.
Apparently you're so manly that you roll a 1 on there. We should check.
How about a 20 on Arcana? Or do I just innately know what they are?
They're undead.
We'll get to that in a minute.
That's all I need to know. They're undead, they need to be destroyed.
Well, yeah, I grasp that concept. I'm hoping to know what kind of undead. Yeah.
I'll be back in a second.
We could cage one and then study it. Then we would be able to figure it out.
But that's I just read your shirt, Ethan. That's funny.
Hmm?
I said I just read your shirt.
Oh, yes.
Ellie, it's... We used it when...
It's an old shirt. I still have it because it's comfy. It has a hole in it, but a paint in it.
That's okay.
When Barb lived in Rockford, and I would go visit for the summers, and Ellie would be there for the summers...
Eat Pluribus mustard.
Yes, we would go to the Mount Horeb Mustard Museum, and Ellie has this unnatural love of mustard. Personally, I can't stand stuff, but so we'd go to the Mustard Museum, which the museum itself, not very entertaining. However, the gift shop at the Mustard Museum, pretty rockin'. There's like a million different kinds of mustard and other condiments. I've gotten some tasty stuff there. So, we're still waiting for Scott. There he is.
I need initiative checks from everyone.
From everyone?
22.
Eric. Jim.
22.
Kaya.
27.
Whoa.
Ella.
16.
That's some love there. Yeah. 27. We're all going in slow motion compared to Kaya.
25. Mm-hmm. I almost had her.
Kaya's just 20. Like, goes into the Matrix.
Just like, everything's like...
She suddenly becomes Trillion.
She's
Trinity.
Like,
whatever.
Yeah.
You're
gonna
I like Trillion better.
Actually, you could charge him again.
Trillion was a character in Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
That's right.
Like, how
did
I know
that? Okay, Beric or Tim, it was a bigger dex.
I'm sorry, I'm heavily medicated.
I believe the 27 goes first.
My dex is a 16.
My dex is a 14. She's in Beric and that's Eric. We're at the same time.
I have a 16.
14. I'm dexterous for a big manly man, but not that dexterous.
You have to carry too much stuff?
Yes.
The idol, the shield.
The idol, the shield. 109 pounds worth of gear. Yeah.
Alright, Kaya, you need to be up first.
You should think about investing
see
in a
two
banner.
Of them shuffle out of the wall.
I should.
That would could be you just get a pack meal?
Actually, we could hire a
banner to hang on my, hang on my two random banners. Things coming out of my back there.
Yeah. They do have banners.
So you get up there and you see that they have, in fact, not shuffled through the wall, that there is in fact a doorway
I'm just saying, because, like...
In the wall.
If you're big enough, you could just likely attach it to your back. And you could have a magic pick.
Secret doorway.
And there seem to be more of them back there.
Oh, well, how quaint.
How many more?
You made a fireball over there?
A baker's dozen.
The doorway is right here.
Let's try and make it that.
You see at least two more in there.
That happens.
Okay.
But frequently.
Well, I will charge this one.
Okay. Roll it. That will hit them.
See battle standards.
13.
Alright. 13 damage?
Yep.
Okay.
We can actually make all of these up to level 4.
Disrupt it.
And that would not be too expensive. Like a battle standard of might.
What's the one they all do?
Battle Center might encounter power zone center.
Right.
When you plant
battle center in your space
for an adjacent square, it creates a zone close burst. While within the zone, you and your allies gain a plus one power bonus on damage rolls. Effects last until the end of the encounter or until the battle.
As a minor, Rend will get an action.
Okay. The honor one does. Zone. Take that are marked. Take a minus one penalty to damage rolls against a creature other than the one that marked them.
And then a battle standard of healing.
And all attack.
Regain one.
This one.
Well, it.
Okay.
When we spend the healing character. Might look into the
with.
Might,
yeah,
the might one, it's only 840.
I think we got something to make.
I think we could, yeah.
You describe these as ghostly or bones?
No, they're not ghostly. They're pretty
obviously
much solid.
Okay.
Higher to get anything else. Like fire.
They look like
legion.
Really bloody skeletons.
Okay.
Well, it goes from 2, 3, 4 to 16.
Right. But we could get more than one battle standard. We could make a battle standard of might and a battle standard of healing.
It's true.
She could carry around a battle standard of healing. She could carry around a battle standard of might.
Uh-huh.
Doesn't say that they can't level up.
That'd be sweet.
Now,
I will split the herd.
You need look like this.
I need money.
Okay.
So literally,
I'll work on that. Hopefully, we'll get some.
Well, what I'm thinking is, if we have
a party, I only have 65.
I think we should seriously start a party.
Awesome. That is an excellent idea.
Because then we can start making magical items, and we can do alchemist stuff.
Okay, so I will split the herd.
We need to start a party pot of gold to make magic items. Just so we know.
Okay.
Yeah, thanks. Trying to fight here.
No, fighting.
Yeah, they're undead.
Okay, so I can assume that Tim and Beric are discussing magic items this round.
No, we can do that while we fight.
Yeah.
Did you manage to hit the one cut? You did, and you hit the lead one.
No, Eric, this is a flashback.
Yeah, first one when I'm right in front of.
Okay, I was split the herd with this being my primary target and that being my secondary target.
Okay.
I know.
Oh well, everybody's too close. I can't do a fireball.
Ooh! Ouch. I'm assuming 10 is not going to hit their AC.
No.
You go sit on your chair. Don't make Robin pick you up.
Actually, it says two adjacent enemies, but I would assume I have to hit with the first to get the chance at the secondaries.
Let me see the power.
Split the herd is right in the middle of the page.
You get to attack regardless.
Okay. But it does say two adjacent, so front and back. So okay. Secondary.
Nice. No.
28 versus reflex.
28 versus reflex?
No. Yes.
Stop it. You go sit on your own chair.
And you want me to. And the back one, 16 versus reflex.
We'll also hit.
Okay. Damage is separate for both of them, I assume?
Yes.
Fourteen on the lead.
Okay.
And 10 on the back target.
Okay. All right. Crunchy one. Give me a religion check, Eunice.
And I have secondary slides the targets.
It's a 13.
How does jumping work?
And
I also brought a player's handbook. You need one. Jumping. I didn't attach my cheat sheet. Jumping. Chapter 5.
Okay.
It's an athletics check.
All right.
PB 182.
Yeah. What does Ren do?
PHB 182.
Rand's move is 8. So Rand will.
Climbing, okay. Jumping, make an athletics check to jump vertically to reach a dangling rope or high ledge. Or to jump horizontal. Jumping.
Okay.
You're going to be running.
And Ren will attack. Yes.
Ren does.
Horizontal, make an athletics check. Divide your check result by 10.
Yes.
Don't round the result. This is the number of squares you can leap across.
Okay.
If you have a running start,
right.
You have at least two squares for making a jump. Divide your check
10
by 5.
Points of damage.
Ouch.
Okay.
You count the number of squares you jump as part of your move, though. If you run out of movement, you fall.
And Rand will take a...
So...
Bite.
Keep that in mind, too.
At this one in front of him that he can get to.
Okay.
I don't think 9 is going to hit its AC.
And then the distance that you clear vertically... The vertical distance you clear is equal to
you
1/4 of the distance
damage,
you jump for
5 points of necrotic.
Sorry. Awesome.
No.
You don't
want to
fall.
Okay.
Or if you hit something on the way, you go and then fall.
Just because she's a soft touch.
Rent's bloodied, which...
Just as a heads up, I am going to be moving past you.
Makes a melee basic attack at any adjacent target for...
My goal is probably going to move up here to provoke there to go after this guy.
Okay. Well, I'm going to try to get as close as possible to do some burst, but I have to be fairly close.
Misadded.
Okay.
But I'm going to ask if I can do...
I don't see that there's a door up there yet.
So. And we'll handle that when it's on your turn. Okay?
Okay.
Tim, you're up.
All right. Question before I move. Can I trigger something in... Can something be targeted in midair?
Hi!
Can a power be targeted in midair? Because there's no square there, but I want to target it so... When the blast occurs, the blast will only hit.
Yeah.
So I could do that. Oh, but now there's a Ren there. Well, okay. Let's figure this out real quick. But I could do that if need be.
Yes.
When it says creatures, is it just who you're fighting, or does that include your party members?
Creatures, I believe, includes everyone, and yes. It just includes who you're fighting. Okay.
And does this count as a square right there?
Sure.
I didn't get as far as I wanted, so this round.
In order to be in that square, you have to squeeze and.
Oh, stand there. Well, okay. For round this
you kind of have to shove yourself up against it.
Okay. Because that's what it was.
Does the one in the corner actually have an arrow, a bow and arrow, or not really?
No, he doesn't. Okay. None of them have bow and arrows. They all have scimitars on one hand, and creepy bone shards on the other, and they're dripping.
Well, just because. The one that's way over there.
Well, I split the herd, so...
Yeah. The one I can see that's way over there, I'm going to use Magic Missile on. That's going to be a 23 to hit his reflex.
Yeah, that'll hit his reflex. So which one are you attacking?
That one.
That guy? Okay. The one who's taken most of the damage so far.
You like to pick on him. Mm-hmm.
13 points of damage from a magic missile. And then minor action.
He is bloodied. And, okay, so...
You mean...
They're basically... these bloody things. They also have bits of... chunks of sort of pulsating stuff in their rib cages.
Yummy.
Sweet. When you damage him, one of those things bursts.
Ugh.
And a... this sort of darkness flashes in a area 3 burst, and which hits no one.
Yay!
Okay.
Attacking from range is good, apparently.
Well, that was disgusting.
Cool, but disgusting.
Yeah.
All right.
How many of these things are in the chest?
And then it's my turn, right?
How many of these things are in the chest?
They probably can't do that.
And it's my turn, right, Eric?
Yes.
Eric? Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Okay, this thing, I'm going to provoke an attack from this guy.
Okay.
23 is my AC.
He does not hit you.
Okay. And then I will charge this dude with a basic attack.
Okay.
Versus AC.
That'll hit him.
Has he got more damage?
15 points of damage.
His okay. Who, Ranch?
And I'm
not yet.
And I'm gonna go ahead and mark him.
Okay.
Ooh. He wasn't bloodied. I'd miss him. So,
all right, Gwen.
What to do? Is the guy with the yellow scarf inside the room or not?
Yes, he is currently inside the room, but there is a door.
Yeah.
Is it like
there's actually a doorway? There's actually a doorway here.
Oh, there.
Yeah.
Is it like a secret door? Or
it is a secret door, yes. Okay.
But it's open.
And it is in fact, open,
line
yes.
of sight?
From where you are?
No.
From where you are, no.
Okay.
From where you are, you might be able to see the one with the yellow rag on him. And you.
That's what I mean, the yellow one.
Make sure you curse somebody first, though.
Right.
You're actually on a lower level. I don't think you can.
Are you talking about this guy or this guy?
That guy. You're actually on a lower level. I'm not sure that you could. You can probably see the guy over here.
In the corner?
Yeah. You can probably see the guy in the corner.
But no one else.
Probably.
At this point.
And your curse will go whoever's closer.
And you might be able to see... You could probably see the one right in front of the door. But you can't really see through the door from where you are.
Okay.
There's just too much stuff in the way.
Okay. Well, then I will just shoot Eldritch Blast at the guy in
curse
the corner.
Curse him first, though.
Curse him at the same time. Okay. There.
That way, if you hit him, hopefully you'll...
Yeah, you can do,
we'll do more damage.
I know, I came across.
Oh, yeah, no. I could go with. Thank you.
And there's a door where?
Right there.
Haha. Nice.
Good old hero quest. I don't like you.
You're
the GM.
And a carpet bagger.
Your constitution is now 4. All
right. I missed totally.
Okay.
Not if you dropped one.
Can you guys go back to slams? You have to get more of these.
See,
I knew.
If I do bad enough, do I have to go back to someone else?
Yeah.
Okay. Good.
And what did you?
Fascinating.
With my bonus, I got a.
There was a moldy one in there.
Yeah.
Ew.
Sad.
That is sad.
Son of a bitch.
Never mind then.
All right. Right, that was Gwen. Now we get something else.
I'm going to use my action point.
Okay.
Why not?
Okay.
Can I do this from there? Move me up 5.
Every time you attack an enemy, it's marked.
4, 5. So theoretically, all three of those would be marked.
Okay. I'm going to do Dreadful Word on the one in front of Kaya and Sarek. Okay.
The one mark.
Then I'm going to curse him.
This one?
That one.
I'm talking his mark.
Oh.
Did you mark this one?
Yes. Well,
yeah. I marked him, so that one's
suppressed.
You're
not going to be able to curse
that
again.
You
only do one curse a round.
So even though if I use my action point?
Even with an action point.
Okay.
But because you can only do one curse in per round.
Oh. Okay.
So you could use your action point to actually do a power.
Yeah. Gives you another standard
but
action.
Since you did a move, that would be your... Well, no, you had movement from before left.
Right,
so you didn't
before.
Move. So yeah. If you use your...
So
you have a standard action.
And then you move, you use your action point for a standard action to do something.
Sure. Right.
You just can't curse him because you can only curse one thing around.
14 against will.
Just barely missed it.
Was that with the bonus of whatever this thing?
Oh, no. What that?
That puts him at a minus one.
That's a minus one to saving throws, though.
Okay.
That's not for... I have to hit him first.
Okay, just was making sure.
Yeah.
I just heard versus will attack, so I was making sure how... How I read. Yeah. Don't forget you get flanking bonuses. If he is flanked by someone, you'd get flanking bonuses at range.
Which is what?
Yeah.
Which is plus two, so then I should make
well,
it.
Well, no, he's not flanked is the thing.
If he was.
If he was.
Oh, if he was.
So I think I gave you a feat that gives you that. What you need, Eric?
Sorry. Give me a soda.
You done?
Anyone else need anything?
Could I have a Diet Dr. Pepper if you got one? Okay, could I have a Diet Dr. Pepper?
Can I get a fizzy water, please?
Fizzy water, Diet Dr. Pepper, or Diet Pepsi.
She's fine.
Do you want a fizzy
drink
water?
Drink her other...
Okay.
I did.
Mm-hmm.
It was a jerky of me. But I asked her.
All right.
I offered
my plus two attack roll for distance.
And now I'm taking
that's
that off.
That's already figured into this.
Should be, yeah.
Right.
For... What do you mean? What are you looking at here?
The bottom corner. That's already figured out.
Oh, if
that,
you gain, if you have combat advantage,
right?
You don't have combat advantage,
so. Right? But that would not be figured into what's
already there.
That would
not be figured.
Okay. Okay.
But if one of them is flanked at some point,
right.
Then yeah.
Okay. Well, then I'm just sudden done. That was pretty worthless.
Okay. Well, at which point?
Yay, more bad guys. We're burning down this house when we leave.
Radana comes through there.
Is that an elephant?
No.
No.
She literally phases right through the wall. She looks like a rotted human woman in armor.
I'm going to scream like a little girl.
In fact, you probably do, because everybody within 3... squares of her hears, as soon as she comes through the wall, you hear this mad babbling. It's like these voices that are trying to tell you something, but you can't quite hear what, and it's painful. So it's sort
can
of
I
like this mad babbling in a
same
thistle
time?
Yes, you can.
Okay. Turn it off.
Okay. All right. Stuffing creatures are immune to any enemy in the aura at the start of the turn. Okay. So, basically, if you were within 3 squares of her...
Which I think is me.
Which I think is 1, 2, 3. Basically, everybody except Barak.
And me.
Yes. One, two... two, three. Yeah, you're just out of it. Everybody except Beric. One, two, three, and Rend. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, you just met Radon.
Thank you.
She came straight out of the wall, phasing right through it. Rotted human woman.
Do we know the name?
Partially floating. And all of a sudden, you're assaulted by these whispers.
Except you can hear, we're not.
Yeah, well, you're not.
I'm not.
But they can hear these crazy whisperings, probably in Abyssal, and it hurts. And it's hard to focus with that going on. So she comes through there, and the first one, she sees, is going to be either
Tim
or
Gwen.
Tim! She takes a liking to you!
Yes. So, what is she attacking?
Well, how much damage do we take from her?
I'll let you know when you start.
Ah.
It happens when you start your turn there. Okay, sure. She reaches out to you, Tim, and kind of slaps you, or tries to. Does a 27 hit your will?
Wow.
Let's see if I can block that. That'd be a 20.
Is this the one I did for you?
Yep.
Sorry.
Yes. I'm not even going to try to block that one.
Take 10 points of psychic damage, and you take a -2 penalty to will defense. Save ends.
-2?
Then she's going to burn her action point. Since you're right there, she's going to smack you too.
Okay.
Does a 19 hit your will defense?
Yes, it does.
Does a -2 to saving throws or to will defense?
To will defense. Mm.
Okay. 30.
Save ends that, by the way.
Yep.
You, on the other hand, you take 9 points of psychic damage. Now you must move your speed up to your speed and make a melee basic attack against your nearest ally.
Oh, that'd be me.
Which would be Tim.
Sorry, Tim.
So you run up and try to punch Tim, because clearly this is his fault.
Okay.
That's voices, you know, all of a sudden you know that the voices that you're hearing clearly are coming from Tim.
You said 9?
Yeah.
But she turned off her hearing.
But I turned my hearing off, so does that matter?
Psychic. But you still know that they came
still
from Tim.
It still happened.
And you still have to go up and punch
him. Okay, yeah. I have to hear it first, so. Okay. You're going to get it, Tim.
That's fine. This is a basic attack.
Yes, it is a melee basic, so you don't have to, zap him or anything. You do have to go punch him.
Come on. Okay. I do have to go punch him.
Melee basic.
Where am I at?
Right there.
Am I hitting with my mace?
Yeah.
Or dagger.
So you could stab him if you want.
Okay, let's stab him instead. Since I have that out in my character anyway. So I just, do I have to roll the hit or just roll damage?
Roll the hit.
Still have to hit me.
Come on. No.
Unless you have an 8 AC.
No.
Okay.
Why is she stabbing at me?
And then it's Ella's turn.
And then I can turn my hearing off?
At the start of your next turn, you may turn your hearing off.
Okay. All right. Well, first, on my religion check, I rolled a 24.
Okay. The skeletons are likely... bone shard skeletons, and they are usually created through some kind of a ritual. They are generally pretty mindless. They only have enough intelligence to Like most skeletons, these are pretty mindless and only really, they basically follow orders.
Say 1 hour before you eat, 2 hours after.
The
so 4, you can have something to eat.
Give me another religion roll.
No. I missed.
What'd you get?
A 10.
Okay. You have no idea what that thing is that came through the water.
What about me? I have religion.
You can give me a religion roll.
20. Not a natural.
This is probably a mad wraith. Typically, what they are is... they can fly, for one. This is something that has been infused with the necromantic essence of the Shadowfell. A wraith is a spirit bereft of soul and body, a hollow vessel containing minimal personality and knowledge, if any. It usually remains near where its physical form fell or was buried. The touch of a wraith generally causes weakness. A mad wraith weakens the mind instead of the body. And its touch can drive creatures to attack its allies. Further, when a wraith slays a human or humanoid, that creature's spirit rises as a free-willed wraith of the same kind.
Sweet. We can all be wraiths.
It is possible to summon, though something about this one...
Sure, you can be wraith. You're humanoid.
This one seems to have, humanoid.
You walk
more of a presence to it. Like, you've seen these before, and they're typically mindless. This one doesn't seem to be mindless. Like, this one definitely... If it were mindless, what you would have expected is for it to basically latch onto the nearest thing and just go to town. And it didn't do that.
Okay.
What are you doing?
Well, even though that I don't know what exactly it is, I can assume that it is in fact undead. So I'm gonna go ahead and shoot it with Lance of Faith.
Okay.
It's a safe assumption that it's undead, yeah.
Yes.
It's a mad wraith.
Pissed
off?
Yes, but they're normally also fairly mindless. This one is seems to have a purpose to what it does. They affect the mind, not the body.
We just think it has a mind. It doesn't.
13 points of damage. Radiant damage.
Okay.
And...
Go back to slaying undead.
Working on it.
Slay quicker.
Okay. 13 points of damage, you say?
Yes.
She zaps it with Lance of Faith, and the whispering stops.
Yay! No whispering! Something worse is probably coming.
Demo Gorgon. Megatron.
Megatron is coming. Ooh, Megatron versus Demo Gorgon.
Anything else?
Demo Gorgon to quit. For now, I'm going to stay where I am. I know that I've got movement left.
Haven't seen the stats for him yet, though.
Realistically, in order to see it, you probably would have had to shift over a couple of squares.
I probably would have, moved to the stairs.
Yeah. You would have either had to move that, there or one up diagonally in order to actually have seen it.
I would have moved over to see it.
Okay. And now the bone shard skeletons get to go.
Rolling with them. They don't get a turn.
They do, actually.
No, they forgot.
No.
No, when the wraith came out of the wall, they completely were all like, whoa!
They shook up and forgot. They didn't know. I'm hungry. I'm like a candy bar.
6. Basically, this guy shows up behind you.
Ah!
Nice.
Comes through here, there, and, and is now right there.
Okay.
That's another bone shard skeleton.
Woohoo!
Let's see.
Yep.
You get pushovers. I just tell myself that all the time. Turn out well.
Okay, move the one with the yellow rag, basically one out. So what it's going to do is it's going to like shift
right
over.
There.
Yeah. What it's going to do is it's actually go through the door.
Okay.
And so that'll provoke from... It's going to go through the door and shift, and it's actually going to provoke from three different people. It's going to provoke from everybody around there.
Yeah, so Sarek...
So Sarek,
Sarek
gets a free attack.
Rend, and Kaya.
Kaya gets a free attack, and then Rend gets a free attack.
Okay. Basic.
Yeah, I can use Martial Strike as melee basic attack.
I like those. Mm. I can use Magic Missile like that.
22.
That'll hit.
Damage.
Okay. Sarek?
23 versus its AC.
That'll hit.
8 points of damage.
Okay. And Rend?
No.
Okay.
He's freaked out by the whole smell of death.
And the other guy just runs all the way up to the door. And we'll try and stab at people from the other side of the door. So, okay. First, let's do the attack on you. It will try to stab you with its bone shard. But miss horribly.
Yay! Yay for high AC.
Let's see. That one, the one in the corner that can only attack Rend, will attack Rend. So 21 hit Rend.
Yep.
Okay, Ren's gonna be sad in just a moment. Sadder. He takes 5 points of damage and then another 5 points of necrotic damage.
Now he's bloodied.
I think he gets a free reaction.
He does get a free reaction. Melee basic at any adjacent target as a free action when he's bloodied.
Yes. So he gets a free swing at... Well, there are two people that he could swing at.
And they've both hit him. So the one closest to me, or the one in the doorway, I guess.
Okay.
22 versus AC.
Okay.
And... that will be a bite, which knocks the target prone.
Okay.
The one in the corner?
The one in the doorway is prone. And he does 8 points of damage.
Okay. And he is prone. Okay.
Didn't you have prone stuff made up right there in front of you?
No.
No.
Figure prone means laying down.
Alright, that was those guys. And this guy over here can't actually do anything because he's spent all of his time... Or I should say she spent all of her time moving. So that's it for the skeletons. And we're back at the top of the round with Kaya.
Okay, attack the prone one.
Somebody fall over. Oh, sad.
Ren bit it.
And it fell over?
His attack makes him prone.
Nice. And
I hit with the 22.
Okay.
You do have combat advantage on it, if it's prone.
I don't get anything good for combat advantage.
Don't you get a +2 or something?
You get a +2 hit, yeah.
Okay, then I hit him with 24.
Well, that'll still hit.
You hit him a lot.
I hit him real hard. Damage.
Okay.
And I guess I could move him one square, but I don't know where I'd move him to.
Okay. All right.
You could move him here if you really wanted to.
Anything else, Kaya?
Yeah, but then no.
Okay. Sarek, you're up.
Um.
Hey, we're still alive.
For the moment.
Yeah.
I'm working on that, though.
He's still not bloodied, so I will take the harrying strike.
Question, Eric.
Yes.
Is this a ledge?
No. It is not. There's a... Is this a crenellated wall.
Okay.
So it's light-to-light,
so
though?
We couldn't slide people over.
No.
Could you bull rush someone over?
Maybe. I'd probably give them the save. I'd probably give them a bonus to their save because the crenellation is not really... You basically have to hit them high and knock them.
Could you use a Hercules-like wrestling move and pick them up and hurl them over the
yes.
side?
Yes, you could.
See, there you go.
The harrying strike would hit AC 24.
That'll hit.
Actually, AC 26 since I had combat advantage against him. For 12 points of damage.
Okay.
And as a minor action, we'll sustain the attack.
Which does what exactly?
I get a secondary attack, constitution versus reflex, and hit. Target is immobilized, so end of turn, and if I miss, he still takes half damage and is slowed.
Okay.
Twelve versus reflex.
Not
I'm sorry.
Do it.
14 versus reflex with the prone.
Still not going to do it.
Okay, so he still takes half damage. Eight points of damage.
Okay.
And he is slowed.
Okay. Ren doesn't get any actions.
Nope.
Actually, you have a move that you could use as a minor to give him actions, if you wanted to.
Sure.
We should start putting these alchemist fire things onto bows and crossbow bolts on arrows. And
okay, ammunition. Oh, yeah, definitely.
25 versus AC.
That'll hit him.
We may have to rob a bank.
We'll continue biting.
This is for
4
good
points
cause.
Of damage, and he's knocked prone again.
Okay.
We could rob an evil bank.
Tim!
So, like a gangster bank?
A gangster bank.
Clark Gads.
What is
that? I slide.
Okay.
I don't know what you just said, but. And then I will use Fire Shroud, which is close burst 3, all enemies. So it should hit everybody except for the dude in the corner. And it might even hit the guy inside.
What is it you do?
Where
close
are you targeting
3.
It?
It has to come from me.
Yeah, I'm going to hit the guy in the corner.
It'll hit everybody except this guy.
Yeah.
Okay. So... How many
assuming
is
assuming
that
it hits the guy in the room because the door's
yeah.
open?
Yeah, door's open.
2, 3, 4.
Okay, let's start with the one in the back.
Okay, well...
He's just rolling all over.
The yellow is the main character. That's
okay.
The main bad guy. And basically where the dice fall would be
okay.
whoever. So,
so
the person in the back...
One in the back.
Is going to be... 22.
That'll hit.
Okay, versus... And it's versus Fortitude.
Okay.
The main character's only going to be a 10.
That will not hit.
All right. The next one will hit then. Next one will hit. The rest will hit.
Okay.
If they're all the same creature.
Yeah.
Okay.
So with the exception of that one's not the same.
It, well,
yeah,
I
that's the one
that one.
That's the one. That's the one.
Okay. So.
Roll damage once.
Okay, they take 10 points of fire damage.
Okay.
And they have an ongoing fire damage. 5 fire damage. Save ends.
Okay. Bam! Fire!
And then.
Ethan, did you slow this one?
Huh?
Did no. you slow him? I mean, did you mark him slow? I slowed
him.
Let me rephrase. Could you mark him slowed?
I will mark him slowed.
I'm going to burn my...
So the one that's prone.
Prone.
Prone and slowed.
Action point. And then trigger my staff of magic missiles.
Okay.
Which is a free action.
Alright.
Whose mark is the green mark?
Mine.
And
it's
then
a,
she
more like a curse.
Is right. going to be hit by 2 magic missiles.
Okay. If you can hit it with it.
I sure. hope so.
Papa needs new pair of shoes!
Well, probably the 3 isn't going to hit. That'd be a 14 versus reflex on the 3?
No.
23 versus reflex?
Yes.
Okay. Four, six, 15. 15 points of damage.
Okay.
And then as a minor, I just keep my creepy hand out for now.
Okay. And then the guy who is on the ground was bloodied. Yeah, he's on fire. And on fire, and they're he does his crazy little necrotic burst.
Yeah, that's gonna suck.
So... And that's going to be a burst 3, and that's basically going to hit everybody except...
Me.
No.
It doesn't hit me or her or you. All
right, so let's it's start 3. With... Well, let's start with Rend.
Poor Rend.
Rend versus reflex on Rend.
Yes.
Okay. Then... Ren takes 9 points of necrotic damage.
What's he at?
He is at 12.
Alright, let's go with Kaya then. Kaya gets critted.
Oh, lovely.
No, he doesn't. No, she doesn't. Kapow says no.
Kaya still probably gets hit with a 26.
Yeah.
9 points of necrotic.
Zatic Attack! We have dice of every stripe, any color scheme and shape you can imagine! Exclusive dice, gold-plated dice, blank dice, label dice, cheat dice, D8 ability dice, crystal dice, time dice, dice within dice dice, and jumbo foam dice for when you feel the inescapable urge to pelt your fellow players or annoying commercial announcers. And that's just a few of them! We sell enough dice to form a high-intensity plastic bridge from the Earth to the Moon! What's more, any order over $30 gets $3 off when you use the coupon code RADIO! Who wants a set?
I do.
Who else?
Me.
Anyone else?
Why are you ignoring me?
I'm not ignoring you. I'm cutting you off.
What?
You order a new set every day.
So?
Is there a 12-step program for Diceaholics? Because you, sir, have a problem.
That's really strange of you to say.
Green frosted, red speckled, violet glitter, blue translucent. You couldn't say no to these beauties if you wanted to.
I'm not an addict. I could stop collecting marbles anytime I like.
Marbles? You haven't been buying marbles this whole time. You've been buying dice.
That explains why I keep losing the marbles tournament. Those 4 and 6-sided marbles aren't really all that great for rolling.
You're not only a dice junkie, you're dumb, son. Dumb.
So can I get a set?
What'll it hurt? Sure.
Woohoo! Marbles!
Remember, folks, use the coupon code RADIO to get $3 off any order over $30 at GamersAddict.com.
Tolus Arcana Evolved and the Knight of Dissolution are copyright Monty J. Cook, all rights reserved, and are used with permission. Music used herein is copyright Martian Love Secrets and is used with permission. And Dungeons & Dragons is copyright Wizards of the Coast, all rights reserved. For more information on the recording and the copyrighted material contained within, please visit our website at www.canadiancrusaders.com. This has been a Thousand Monkeys production, and content is released under a Creative Commons non-commercial, no derivatives, share-alike 3.0 United States license, all rights reserved. This is the Vorpal Network.